Well, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what are you looking at this week?
Well, I'm looking at a predecessor of the great Mrs. Isabella Beaton.
Well.
With an Essex connection, of course.
Yep, and who is that?
This is a lady called Hannah Woolley.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah Woolley was very much before Mrs. Beaton, 200 years and more, in fact. She was born, we believe, in 1621. She married the master of Newport Free Grammar School in Essex, near Saffron Walden, and hence came to live at Newport. And she set about writing what I suppose today we would describe as a self-help manual in the style of Mrs. Beaton.
Okay.
However, when you look into this, she really, although she had a lot of the same ideas that Mrs. Beaton would pick up 200 years later, Hannah Woolley was also a very early interior decorator.
Oh, she had a lot of strings to her bow then.
Absolutely. 1661, this is. So long before interior decoration became well known. She was advising people on how to decorate their homes, how to furnish their homes. Yes, she was giving you recipes and cookery hints. She was also providing in her book information about cures and remedies, sewing tips as well. So things that Isabella Beaton didn't include, Hannah Woolley did. And the book was extremely successful in its day. Now, as far as we know, this was the only book that Hannah Woolley wrote, but she probably spent so much time over collecting all this information for this self-help manual that maybe she decided that she'd had enough afterwards. But you do wonder whether it was Hannah Woolley's book that actually gave Isabella Beaton her idea.
So the book wasn't just hints, it also had recipes and everything in it.
It was recipes, it was cures, it even told you how to concoct your own lotions, potions and ointments for a variety of different complaints. It also gave you sewing hints if you weren't very good at sewing. But perhaps most importantly and most groundbreakingly for the 17th century was that it was giving you interior decoration hints and tips.
Well, I never. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you looking at next week then?
Next week I'm going to be looking at Essex's connection, or should I say plural, connections with the Titanic.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.